This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
People who were users of the social media platform Blue Sky loved it for its smaller scale. Since the election, though, the number of users has exploded as people look for an alternative to Elon Musk's X. What's Blue Sky all about? I asked media literacy expert Webster University instructor Julie Smith.
What is Blue Sky? Because I've heard it described more as maybe microblogging versus a social media platform.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to describe Blue Sky, and they have increased in the last 2 weeks. They've increased their usership, for lack of a better word, by 7 million people. So 7 million people have joined Blue Sky in the last 2 weeks, and their servers are having a hard time keeping up to the point where the CEO has had to get on various news shows and talk about how they're trying to take care of the extra traffic. I've heard Blue Sky referred to as theater kid energy, millennial roommate board game night energy, but I've heard it referred to as low quality Twitter, but with censorship. So my impression, at least from the people that I have seen leave X and go to Blue Sky, is that they are on the left-hand side of the political spectrum. And it almost seemed to me like they were doing it in protest, like that they're angry with Musk, and so they're getting off his platform. But what is interesting to me is that there's more censorship on Blue Sky. Blue Sky, in fact, received 3,000 censorship demands per hour last week. And what that signals to me is that people who have left X and gone to Blue Sky are people who don't want to hear messages they don't agree with. And that's the way it's striking me right now. Now, I don't know how long that this will last. Threads has seen increased engagement. Mastodon has seen increased engagement. But a lot of the publicity has been about people moving to Blue Sky. And someone who demanded some censorship, apparently there was someone posting about biology, okay, which is a hot topic now, right? And someone said, we can't let these hateful cockroaches get a toehold here on Blue Sky. And what that says to me is that that if you're really intolerant of other points of view, Blue Sky is where you want to be. And there's a part of me that, you know, if I had a social media platform, if I was in charge of a social media platform, how on earth could you possibly keep everybody happy? You know, how could you censor? Like YouTube, for example, gets 400 hours of content uploaded every minute. How could you censor or filter through that amount of content to make sure that people aren't being offended, or that there's no hate speech or suggestions of violence on the platform? It's almost easier to censor nothing than it is to go down that road where it becomes a very, very gray area. And, you know, we do not have the freedom of expression we're guaranteed in the First Amendment does not follow us onto these social media platforms that are owned by companies.
All along, a lot of social media companies have said, well, we don't have the resources to do the kind of policing that people want. That was kind of one of the reasons or excuses that they gave. How does Blue Sky manage this, and what are the standards for what they keep and what they bump off based on complaints?
Because of the huge amount of censorship requests and the increased user, I think they themselves are still trying to figure that out, Megan. I don't think they know exactly where the line is for them yet, because everything is moving so quickly. One thing that I find really interesting is the Babylon Bee, which is a satirical site, was marked as intolerant on Blue Sky. And it's like, come on, it's a joke, right? It's like people have lost complete senses of humor over this, and it's all playing out. What concerns me, I think, as someone who kind of studies social media, is that we're all so fragmented anyway. This is just another splintering, you know, so that maybe Twitter will end up, or X end up being where the conservative leaners hang out and Blue Sky be where the liberal leaners hang out. And all that means is that we're just living in these echo chambers, and that doesn't really serve any purpose, doesn't serve anyone any good.
No, it used to be with Blue Sky that you had to wait for an invitation to get on the platform. Is that still the case?
No. No. In fact, like I said, everything's moving so quickly that they can't even keep track. The CEO, I think, told MSNBC that you had to be 18 to get on Blue Sky, but really it's 13. So like even the people in charge, I think, aren't even keeping up with the quick changes there. But as far as I know, you don't need an invitation anymore.
Is this going to be one of those situations, maybe kind of like Threads, where there's a lot of hype and then people just end up going back to X because that's where a lot of big accounts are?
I think so. Although, you know, X was always where the journalists hung out. And from what I'm gathering, most of the journalists have moved over to Blue Sky. So, and I think it's a lot like those AI websites. You know, the AI websites are exploding. And I'm always in the back of my mind, I'm always wondering, okay, a year from now, how many of these are going to exist? Now, Threads has the sheer weight and power of Meta behind it, which I think helps it in the long run. But Blue Sky doesn't have that. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how this all shakes out.
What tips would you give our listeners if they decide they want to give Blue Sky a try? What's the best way to make the best use of this platform?
What's really interesting about Blue Sky is they have timeline filters. So you can actually adjust the timelines that you want to see on your timeline. And you can also follow custom algorithms created by other people, and you can create your own. So you can be really niche there. If you have a really obscure hobby, you can create an algorithm there and connect with people who have that same hobby. But at the same time, you can do that on X with a hashtag, and you can do that on Threads also. So I'm not sure what Blue Sky offers that these other platforms don't. But if you're curious, try it out. I have a lot of colleagues who say, I just can't do one more thing. Like I can't do one more thing. And I think a lot of people feel that way too. But if you're curious, try it out. My advice is always try to get information from as many different sources as possible. And if you never see anything that you question or that you feel like debating, then you're in the wrong space, because we really want to try to mix things up as much as possible so that we can hear as many different viewpoints as possible, even the ones we disagree with. But that's me at a time.
Now, I remember we had a conversation about Threads when people started jumping to Threads when it launched. Is it doing better? Is it stabilizing? Does it have growth?
No, what's interesting is that Threads now does have a search function, and it does have the hashtags, which it didn't have at first. So when you got on Threads, you couldn't find your people, right? So I think that in a way, I think that it's surviving only because it's now emulating X. So all of these platforms are more alike than they are different. I think it just matters who you follow and what your motivation is for being on there.
Let's say you're an influencer. Which platform do you go to try to reach the most people?
I think it depends. If you're a lifestyle influencer, you're going to be on Instagram. If you're a political influencer, depending on your point of view, you're either going to be on X or Blue Sky, because you want to make sure that you find your audience. And I think that matters more than anything, right? Like if you're a leadership influencer, you're going to be on LinkedIn. So it's the platform almost determines, or your level of influence or your sphere of influence determines what platform you're going to be on. Those that try to be on every platform must just be exhausted.
Well, and it seems to me too, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with Blue Sky, but on Threads, it seems like there is a community there that is self-regulating, like checking people if they get too extreme.
Right. And it's called community notes on X. So when something is posted that's fishy, people can provide context underneath it, which I think is a really nice tool. As long as people are providing context for everything, not just the stuff they disagree with.
That is media literacy expert Julie Smith joining us this morning on KMOX. Well,